We sent word to Mrs. Spencer to bring us a boy. Were there no boys at the asylum?
Oh, yes. There was an abundance of them. But Mrs. Spencer said distinctly that you wanted a girl. And the matron said she thought I would do. I couldn't sleep all last night for joy. I wish Mr. Cuthbert had told me at the station that you didn't want me and left me there. If I hadn't seen the white way of delight and the lake of shining waters, it wouldn't be so hard.
What on earth does she mean, Matthew?
She's just referring to some conversation we had on the road. I'm going out to put the mare in Marilla.
Did Mrs. Spencer bring anybody over besides you?
She brought Lily Jones for herself. Lily is very beautiful. She has nut-brown hair. If I was very beautiful and had nut-brown hair instead of these horrid red braids, would you keep me?
No. We want a boy to help Matthew on the farm. A girl is of no use to us. When Matthew comes back, we'll have something to eat. Well, this is a pretty kettle of fish, Matthew. The girl will have to be sent back.
Yes, I suppose so.
You suppose so? Don't you know it?
Well, now, she's a real nice little thing, Marilla. It's kind of a pity to send her back when she's so set on staying here.
Matthew Cuthbert, you don't mean to say you think we ought to keep her. What good would she be to us?
Well, now, we might be some good to her.
I believe that child has bewitched you. I can see as plainly that you want to keep her.
Well, now, she's a real interesting little thing. The way she talked on the way home.
I don't like children who have so much to say.
I could hire a French boy to help me, and she'd be company for you.
I'm not suffering for company. First thing tomorrow, I'll drive out over to White Sands. Mrs. Spencer can arrange to send her back to the orphanage at once.
Whatever you say, Marilla.
Do you know, Miss Cuthbert, the world doesn't seem such a howling wilderness as it did last night. I've made up my mind to enjoy this drive. Are we going to cross the Lake of Shining Waters?
We're not going over Barry's Pond, if that's what you mean by your Lake of Shining Waters. We're going by the Shore Road.
Shore Road sounds nice. How far is it to White Sands?
It's 5 miles, and as you're evidently bent on talking, you might as well talk to some purpose by telling me what you know about yourself.
Well, what I know about myself isn't really worth telling. If you'll only let me tell you what I imagine about myself.
No, I don't want any of your imaginings. Just stick to bald facts. Where were you born?
In Bolingbroke, Nova Scotia. My father was Walter Shirley. He was a teacher in the Bolingbroke High School. Mrs. Thomas said they were as poor as church mice. When I was born, Mrs. Thomas said I was the scrawniest baby she ever saw, but that Mother thought I was perfectly beautiful. I'm glad Mother was satisfied with me, because she died of fever when I was just 3 months old. And Father died 4 days afterwards from fever, too. That left me an orphan. You see? Nobody wanted me, even then. Finally, Mrs. Thomas said she'd take me, though she was poor and had a drunken husband.
So the Thomases were your foster parents?
Well, I helped to look after the Thomas children. There were 4 of them younger than me. Then Mr. Thomas was killed falling under a train, and his mother offered to take Mrs. Thomas and the children, but she didn't want me. Then Mrs. Hammond from up the river said she'd take me, seeing I was handy with children. Mr. Hammond worked at the sawmill, and Mrs. Hammond had 8 children. She had twins 3 times. After 2 years, Mr. Hammond died, and Mrs. Hammond divided the children among her relatives. I had to go to the asylum in Hopeton. They didn't want me at the asylum either. They were overcrowded. But they had to take me, and I was there 4 months when Mrs. Spencer came.
Did you ever go to school?
Not a great deal. I can read pretty well, and I know ever so many pieces of poetry off by heart. Don't you just love poetry that gives you a crinkly feeling up and down your back?
Were those women, Mrs. Thomas and Mrs. Hammond, good to you?
Oh, they meant to be. And when people mean to be good to you, you don't mind very much when they're not quite, always. And they had a good deal to worry them. It must be very trying to have twins 3 times in succession, don't you think?
I should think it would.
Oh, there's the sea. Isn't it wonderful? What big house is that, just ahead, please?
Well, that's the White Sands Hotel. Mr. Kirk runs it, but the season hasn't begun yet.
I was afraid it might be Mrs. Spencer's place. I don't want to get there. Somehow it will seem like the end of everything.
Dear, dear.